News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a Gaza-bound ship carrying a dozen pro-Palestinian activists and aid has been diverted towards Israeli shores, and its passengers are expected to return to their home countries now, the Israeli foreign minister has said this morning. A little earlier, I spoke with Caoimhe Butterley, a human rights campaigner and the organiser of the Gaza Freedom Coalition, who is currently in Sicily. And I began by asking her exactly what happened overnight.
So our ship was seized in the early hours of this morning, and all 12 of those on board have been taken into Israeli detention. We're in regular contact with both their families and embassies, and are expecting a probable sort of detention, deportation scenario within the next few days. But we maintain contact with them up until the Israeli army boarded the ship, and at that stage all communications were cut. So we haven't been in touch with them since then.
Okay. I saw quite a lot of posts from the flotilla yesterday on social media. Their communications appeared to have been jammed initially, and they were saying on their social media that they were in fear of attack, but that obviously never happened.
So people are safe. People are safe, and we're very conscious with whatever framing we use around these sea missions, that the risks that people take on these missions are considerably less than those faced by Palestinians on a daily basis in Gaza. Their nationalities protected them, their passports protected them, and also the amount of media coverage, principally through Greta Thunberg and others present on the ship, served as a protection mechanism. However, all of us who are involved, not only in this flotilla, but others, have lived and worked in Gaza, and we've witnessed firsthand that protection does not extend to Palestinians. We've witnessed firsthand the deliberate and systematic targeting of healthcare workers, journalists, communities, etc. So although, yes, nobody was harmed in this boarding of the vessel, it was still illegal under international humanitarian law and under maritime law. And we're calling for the release, but also calling for the opening of a people's humanitarian sea corridor to Gaza to get in essential humanitarian and medical aid.
Okay. The Israelis, Caoimhe, they described the yacht, they described it as the selfie yacht of celebrities. What's your response to that?
Our response is almost 2 years into this genocide. This is long overdue. However the Israeli government chooses to frame or chooses to try and discredit this mission, the reality remains that there is a desperate need for urgent humanitarian and medical aid. But more than that, there is a desperate need for protection of the Palestinian people. And if anything, the message of all of those on board who, yes, use social media as a form of communication to try and amplify their messaging, but is that in the absence of governmental action, people are mobilizing. You know, this was a very grassroots civil society initiative, and which was one which was catalyzed by need. Nobody voluntarily gets on a boat and sails off into a war zone. They did it, or we did it, because of urgent necessity.
Okay. And Caoimhe, would you do it again? Is this going to be a kind of a continuous series of flotillas attempting to get to Gaza? I know that the amount of aid on board is symbolic rather than particularly useful, but this idea of getting aid to Gaza, will you continue in this vein?
In the face of the feeling of this, what has been now a 3-month closure, you know, on top of 17 years of siege of land borders into Gaza, definitely. There are so many people who have contacted us over the past few days wanting to participate in missions, you know, who have tried demonstrating and signing petitions and, you know, lobbying local politicians, etc. And they're unfortunately not seeing that translate into any systemic change or anything that in any way mediates the violence being visited upon people in Palestine. So there are a series of upcoming convoys across land. And yes, we will continue to organize ships to try and open up a people's humanitarian corridor. Because in the absence of that, people are starving to death on our watch.
And that was Caoimhe Butterley there, Irish human rights campaigner and organizer of the Gaza Freedom Coalition, currently in Sicily. For more on this, I'm joined by former Israeli government spokesperson Ilan Levy. Ilan, I think you heard quite a lot of what Cuiva had to say there. A desperate attempt to highlight what is going on in Gaza, this symbolic aid flotilla. What's your reaction to what you heard?
Yeah, I think everyone should be relieved that this publicity stunt passed without incident. Aid is flowing into Gaza through the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. It's one of the biggest aid operations in the world at the moment that has delivered, just in the pilot period, over 10 million meals worth of food. And this dangerous and reckless attempt to break a military blockade and deliver supplies into Hamas-controlled territory was safely intercepted. And hopefully Greta and her friends will be on the first flight out of Israel.
What do you say to them saying, yes, it is publicity, but it's not publicity for us. It's publicity and raising awareness of the people who are starving in Gaza and trying to put pressure on international communities to challenge, I suppose, the Israeli siege of Gaza that is leading to scenes that we're seeing on our news here all over the world, Ilan, of emaciated, malnourished children and men and women in Gaza.
Well, as a publicity stunt, it's tone deaf. Greta Thunberg calling herself kidnapped, saying she's been kidnapped as there are 55 real hostages in Gaza now who are being starved and haven't received a drop of humanitarian aid from the United Nations. Really shameful, tone deaf, and shows zero self-awareness on her part. If they want to deliver humanitarian aid, the Israeli forces that intercepted the boat told them they'll hand over the humanitarian aid and it will be allowed into the Gaza Strip through the established channels. That's why Israel is working together with the US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation to make sure that aid can reach the people who need it and make sure that Hamas cannot steal it. The problem with the existing aid distribution mechanism is that Hamas has been able to intercept it in order to finance its war machine. And the new aid distribution system is meant to get aid directly to the people who need it. They've already handed out over 10 million meals worth of food and make sure that Hamas cannot keep taxing it and diverting it in order to prolong this war it started a day longer.
Okay, well, there are about 2 million people living in Gaza. That's just 5 meals each for people who are starving. I would imagine that that much more is needed. But, I mean, the Gaza Humanitarian Fund has been accused of a couple of things, you know, of weaponizing aid by the positioning of those aid centers. And indeed, we have seen people queuing for aid who have been killed. They've been fired upon.
Yeah, it's not surprising that we are seeing opposition to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, because it is trying to break the monopoly of existing agencies on aid distribution, an existing system that has been seriously compromised by Hamas in order to continue paying the fighters who are starving the hostages right now. And what Israel is trying to do now is to create a balance between the humanitarian needs of the population who need food and the security needs of Israel to make sure that Hamas cannot keep resupplying itself. So I don't really understand the allegations about weaponizing aid. This is food that is being delivered free of charge to people. We've seen videos of people who are shocked that the food is free because so much of the humanitarian aid that was delivered ended up being sold to them at extortionate prices because it got intercepted along the way. And I think governments that want what is good for the people of Gaza will get behind this initiative to make sure that aid is delivered directly to people who need it and it can't be intercepted along the way.
And Ilan, you say you don't understand some of these accusations. Do you not understand, though, that when people see, I suppose, scenes on their news bulletins of emaciated children who clearly are not members of Hamas because they are children, they are small children, that strikes them as this is a war crime, that this is people being starved, ordinary civilians being starved in the current situation in Gaza, and people don't like it. People do not support Israeli actions in that regard, irrespective of how they feel about the politics between Hamas and Israel.
Israel's actions in the war have been to admit over 1.3 million tons of aid, of food aid, into the Gaza Strip, into enemy-held territory in the course of the war. That food should be ample to feed the population, despite knowing that Hamas has been diverting it. And if there are concerns that aid isn't reaching the people who need it, I think that's all the more reason to get behind an initiative that is delivering aid directly to people who need it without any of the aid being siphoned off by Hamas or criminal gangs along the way.
That is former Israeli government spokesperson Ilan Levy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.